You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on, my friends? You're listening to episode 725. My name is Alex Pardo. This is the Flip Empire Show, and this show is actually getting released on Christmas Day, December 25th, 2023. So if you happen to be somebody who's listening to this on Christmas Day or around the holidays, happy holidays to you and your loved ones. I hope you're taking time to reflect, appreciate, express a lot of gratitude for the things you have. I have been much more aware that we can find more joy, peace, and happiness in the things that we have, the things we've accomplished, the experiences we've been able to have, the people around us. And I find that many times people are too focused outwardly. They're focused on the external, chasing the things they don't have. And many times people just don't take some time to really reflect inwardly about the things they do have. And so regardless of your situation, financial or otherwise, you are blessed, my friend. I know this because you're listening to this. And there are people, in fact, I was at my daughter's school this morning for their Christmas breakfast kind of deal. And I was talking to one of the dads, and we were in my daughter's classroom and observing all the kids like eating pastelitos and cookies and donuts and all these kinds of things, just running around. And this guy goes to me, he's like, dude, these kids have no idea. They're so lucky. And I'm like, brother, like, preach. And I shared with him how several years ago I went to Guatemala for a mission trip and how these people live in extreme poverty. I'm talking about 8 to 12 people in a little hut on a dirt floor with no bathroom. Their bathroom is literally like a hole in the floor and one mattress for 8 to 10 people. And yet the level of gratitude, happiness, and joy and peace that these people lived and operated with and communicated with just left a lasting impression on me. And I was telling him, like, when my youngest, Alessia, gets a little older, probably 8 years old, I want to take them to Guatemala to do a mission trip. And I want to immerse them in that environment so they have an opportunity to communicate with these families and see what a different side of the world lives like, because it really does leave you with a different perspective. So I wasn't planning on sharing that, but it came to heart because we're around the holidays, or you may be listening to this at some point years down the road. Whether we're in the holidays or not, it's always an opportunity to reflect and just appreciate, express a lot of gratitude. And I truly believe you can find joy and peace. I'm not telling you not to go out and strive for more and to grow and to want to attain more. I want you to have your thermometer set always to gratitude, right? And that's an interesting way of putting it that just came to me, but hopefully that lands with you. I also want to share with you, really, I think today's podcast is going to be short and sweet. So I just finished a 3-day water fast that it was a Gary Brecka challenge. It was a 3-day water fast, and it ended up being a total of 84 hours that I didn't consume any food. I share that with you because it was really, really challenging. My wife was sick leading up to the challenge. And so like a day or two before the challenge, I started to like not feel that great. And I caught the bug literally right before I started this challenge. And so day one was okay, no big deal. You know, I was hungry, but you know, just powering through. And day two is when I really started to not feel that great, just really bad headache. And then day three, not only did I have a massive headache, but just body chills, body aches. I was running a fever. I had my loved ones around me, my wife, my sister, my mom happened to be in the medical field. One is a nurse practitioner and the other one is a nurse. And they were telling me like, eat, like stop this fast now. And I was sharing with my wife, I'm like, the pain in my head quitting as I'm about to cross the finish line is greater than the pain that I'm feeling now, just not feeling well, right? Running a fever and all these other symptoms I had. And I'm so glad that I powered through. Now, granted, I did go to bed. I hopped into bed at 5 p.m. yesterday. And I kept waking up throughout the night seeing like, when is it going to be 4 or 5 in the morning so I can cook myself some breakfast? And I'm glad I powered through because I committed to do this water fast. And when you commit to something, you want to follow through, okay? When you commit, follow through. Now, I'm not saying that there's times when you need to adjust. There's times that you need to go in a different direction, right? Like if something isn't working and you've been consistent, like maybe you just don't have the right strategy, the right blueprint, the right game plan. So don't be stubborn either. If you're trying to get through a brick wall and you keep like banging your head into it and you're getting concussions, like maybe you need to grab a sledgehammer. Maybe you need to grab another tool to figure out a way through it, above it, around it, under it, right? Like oftentimes there's a better way. And so I'm not telling you not to explore that in your life or business, I'm metaphorically speaking here. But when you commit to something, follow through. There's something to be said for the deposit in the mindset, the deposit in your confidence that you gain from doing it. Had I woken up this morning and I had broken the fast yesterday, I wouldn't have felt good, right? Even though, you know, you need to listen to your body, obviously, but like, I felt like I could power through it. I'm so glad I did. So I thought I'd share that experience with you because I think we need to challenge ourselves. We need to put ourselves in uncomfortable positions because many times that's where the growth happens. It's think about working out or exercising, especially an intense workout where you're fatiguing your muscles, whatever the case might be, you're low on stamina. Like that's how you build up your lungs. That's how you build up your muscles is by putting yourself in uncomfortable, challenging situations. It's no different in your business. It's no different in the other areas of our life. So I think there's something to be said for intentionally immersing yourself into an environment that makes it difficult. Because once you get through it, and my belief is that now you've raised that thermometer, right? Now you've deposited into these different areas, confidence, your mindset, et cetera. And honestly, you can influence and inspire others to go out and push themselves. I was telling my daughter, she asked me, my youngest, she's like, what's a fast, daddy? What's a fast? So I kind of explained it to her and she looked at me like I had four heads. I'm like, she's like, so you're not eating? You haven't eaten in 2 days? This was like halfway through the fast. I said, yeah, mama, you know, and I kind of continued to explain some of the health benefits in a way that she might understand it. And she goes, daddy, you're crazy. You're crazy. And I said, you know, mama, sometimes I shared with her basically what I just shared with you. I said, you know, our bodies and our minds can do things that we don't think are possible, but you have to trust yourself and you have to put yourself in those positions that it might be uncomfortable, but you can power through, you can get through. And I tried to explain it again in a way that it would connect. And I kind of saw the little wheels in her mind turning. And at the end, she was like, wow, I get it. So I told her, I said, you know, I want you to remember that when you're doing something, whether it's sports or school, and you don't think you can get it, like keep going, like stay consistent, stay committed to the process. And I think there's a lot of fruit and we can reap the rewards of that. So I will tell you, when I cooked breakfast this morning, I usually say a prayer before every meal. And this prayer hit different. I was sharing with my wife and a friend how sometimes it takes something that you're so accustomed to, like food, being removed for you to appreciate it that much more. And I think this might be a great way to put a bow on this podcast episode because I started the podcast with gratitude and appreciation. And I can tell you this prayer hit different. I just thanked God for the food I had. And there's people in this world that don't have that food. The fact that I was able to cook something, I can tell you my taste buds were enhanced. I didn't know this, but I woke up this morning and I was brushing my teeth. And I looked at myself. I'm like, man, my teeth have gotten whiter. I was like, is my mind playing tricks on me? I smiled for my wife. I said, babe, is it me or my teeth have gotten that much whiter? And she goes, yeah. And we looked it up and there's some science behind it that I couldn't explain to you if I tried. But I'm so glad I did this, despite the fact that you might hear it in my voice. I'm still not feeling great. I'm still trying to shake this cough. But I pushed through something that was uncomfortable. So what I want to leave you with here, if you're listening to this during the holiday season or whatever point in the year in the future you might be listening to this podcast, you can accomplish so much more than you think you can. Many times we put a glass ceiling on what we think we can do and what we think we can achieve. And that's why I'm such an advocate of being in the right communities, having the right squad, circle, band of people around you to push you because you can do so much more than the mind thinks and we need to push ourselves. So that's what I want to leave you with on today's podcast episode. Thanks for those of you who have reached out, taken some time to leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and some of you that listen on Spotify. You know, we're on all these different platforms. So I would encourage you to continue to plug in so that you're notified every Monday morning when shows get released. And for those of you who I've spoken to about Ascend, I don't take it lightly that you guys are genuinely interested in joining our community of incredible people and just awesome real estate investors and entrepreneurs. AscendYourSuccess.com. AscendYourSuccess.com is where you can learn more about our community. We have our upcoming retreat here in January. And if you're listening to this beyond that date, you know, we have 3 in-person retreats a year that are very fun, collaborative, interactive. It's not just sitting in a conference room for 3 straight days. In fact, in January, we have a Beach Olympics day planned, which I'm really, really looking forward to. So anyway, with that being said, you have an awesome, awesome day. Have an incredible week. And again, push yourself because if nobody has told you recently, you can do it regardless of your situation, regardless of whatever position you're in. Put yourself in an environment where you need to grow in order to thrive. And even if you fail, even if you get knocked down, it's a lesson learned. And that's also a deposit. Now that's something you can learn. That's growth. Even if you don't succeed, it's a lesson learned, and that's growth. So with that being said, have an incredible day, and I will talk to you on the next one. Take care.
One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend, or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.